Hey guys, Chris Kane here, and I just wanted to share a recent experience that happened to me while I was in DC contending for our nation and the decline of its moral compass, which is clearly in jeopardy, as we can all tell. This is not something new. We all see that this world isn't operating in integrity and transparency in a way that it once was. And what happens? That's when people fall asleep. Or they refuse to do what they know to be right because they are afraid of backlash or consequences or intimidation, which the LGBTQ community, along with the ACLU, consistently harasses those who have contrary viewpoints. So I really want to break this down today because I was thinking about what is truth. And this is a Sunday sermon, honey, that, you know, it is always bringing what is transpiring in actuality, factuality, and then bringing it to you guys so you can determine and you can take away whatever you will. But these are the facts, and the facts are indisputable. While in DC, I was struck by a man because of my viewpoints and because I stand up for controversial issues that others would rather ignore or not confront at all. And as a result, I have been targeted by the LGBTQ community, and I had a man strike me, and I had the police in the DC Capitol who refused to take justice initially. And so that's what I want to discuss today. What is truth? Because we know the LGBTQ Z, X, Y, A, B, C, whatever community would rather have us believe that their lie is factuality. I'm going to break down what truth looks like. This is a great teaching segment. Truth, according to dictionary.com, is defined as, is the quality or state of being true. So that's what dictionary.com describes it as. Truth is defined as the quality or state of being true. So I wanted to look up the biblical definition, right? I'd like to give you guys different sources here. Truth is, in fact, a verified or indisputable fact. So again, dictionary.com, we'll say secular, describes truth as the quality or state of being true. Biblical definition takes it much further. It says truth is, in fact, a verified or indisputable fact. So the biblical definition, which I love, goes a step further. It's just saying, well, it's the quality or the state of being true. No, it says it is verifiable, something that our news mainstream media refuses to do any longer. They'll run a story without verifying the facts. The Bible says, listen, it is verifiable. It is indisputable. And that's what makes truth factual. And so I looked up that there are other versions of truth. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I'm going somewhere with this. Stay tuned, guys. You're telling me that there are other versions of truth. Yes. So let's break down what I found. Objective truth exists and can be proved in the physicality. Again, I'm going to repeat that. Objective truth exists and can be proved in the physicality. Normative truth is what a group agrees to be true. Subjective truth is how individuals interpret it. That is absolutely scary. So we have different versions of truth. And one says it's based on the physicality. Well, we're often mocked as Christians for saying that we don't believe in science. That is totally ridiculous. We believe in science, and we believe that God created a man and woman because it states it in Genesis. And when we look between our legs, we understand that we either have a vagina or a penis. So I don't think it is Christians that are confused as to what our sex is based on what we see. And according to objective truth, it says it can be proved in the physicality. So you have a lot of people who are saying that they are transgendered. Well, look between your legs pre-surgery and you tell me what the physicality says based on what your loins are. It is that simple. So even objective truth can be proven by the physicality by you just looking between your legs. There is no confusion in that. Normative truth says it's what a group agrees to be true. So I remember when, as a traveling evangelist, my son had to endure Philadelphia Public School, and where one of the teachers decided to have a sex change. And we had a notice sent home to the parents that said, your child would now have to refer to Mr. I don't know, Thomas, as a female. I pulled my son out of that school and he went to homeschooling. What that school system had no right to do was confuse our children, because that individual, that educator, was confused. That's a narrative truth. It's what a group agrees to be true. The LGBTQ wants us to believe that they can procreate, but their genitals says otherwise. So that would be a biblical truth. It is verifiable that you, two men, two women, cannot create a child. When we look at a puzzle piece, we see that it cannot fit just because you want to push it into place, just because you think that these two pieces should fit. Clearly, they do not fit, and you are jamming it together isn't going to make it fit, isn't going to make it line up just because you think they should. Preach, Chris. I am, Lord. Subjective truth is how individuals interpret it. So now we're talking about there's an objective, there's a normative, and there's a an objective truth, there's a normative and a subjective. So not only do we have a narrative which says this group thinks this is what it should look like, we have individuals now trying to interpret what truth looks like. We have young men who think they're women, women who think they're men, and now they're trying to force children to believe that their concept of gender and identity is true when you have all these versions of truth that do not line up with the Word of God. And now we have confusion. It is clear that I am a woman of color, and if the police stop me, they're not going to ask me what color my skin is. In fact, they've taken that liberty many times, and they have listed me as black, even though I'm a black Latina. So it is very clear that if I can identify you as a male, you have no right to make me have to literally identify you as a woman. Your lie shouldn't be, your normative lie shouldn't deal and shouldn't contradict the biblical definition of what is verifiable and factual. If your birth certificate says you were male or female, then that's how you will be identified. I don't care what the Constitution says. I don't care what anyone else says. Anyone else subjective truth says. I'm going to go by the Word of God, which said in Genesis, God created man and woman, period. I was attacked. I was struck. And the DC police and investigators are now investigating because homosexuals, LGBTQ, who says that they are always victimized, are now attacking Christians for their beliefs. I am going to call it out. I'm going to share about it. Stay tuned as I find out what is being, how this is playing out within the court system through the detectives and through an amazing woman who came forward and showed the video in which they also attacked her because they feel that they want to be heard, and they're using violence, intimidation as a result to spread their message. Who is the liar now? Stay tuned, share the message. This truth bearer is going to keep on talking. God bless you.